Hey, Cameron.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Sorry, I got with a couple people, and
All
then
good.
all of a sudden, boom.
Hey, we
So,
like busy. Busy is good.
I'm, January ended up being a really good month, so
I love that for you. Awesome.
I'm not gonna try to figure out how. I'm just gonna keep trying to ride it.
Just gotta try to figure out how to duplicate it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Definitely.
So, yeah, so you're co-worker there sent me a couple of diamonds that I saw looked intriguing for my appointment Saturday, so
Okay,
I got
excellent.
those things. We'll
Excellent.
see what happens. He's been doing some shopping, and he's done between labs and naturals. He doesn't know, yada yada, so
Yeah.
I might have to romance the naturals a little bit for him. So
Do your best. That's
yeah, and then go ahead.
just something that in my mind, and of course, I wish it was as black and white and everybody would just love it or hate it. And that's never going to be the case. There's always going to be the in-betweens. But anybody that wants to spend any money on something that is going to absolutely lose value just baffles me. Like, why would you want to go out and spend $5,000 on something that's going to be worth $500 in another couple of years?
Well, and I get what you're saying, and I'm a purist when it comes down to it, but I'm not going to steer away from taking someone's money.
Oh, by all means. No, I
You know
totally
what I mean?
understand. Hey, a sale is a sale, and that absolutely, if they don't care and they go, you know what, you make some good points, but I still want to get lab, then hey, by all means, you have to make that sale and accommodate your customer.
Right.
So
Yeah, there was something interesting. I think it was an in-store the other day. I was reading it, and they had the people who are all about labs, the people who are the tweeners like me, then the people who just abhor them. And the one guy was saying, as independent jewelry store owners, we have to be the ones to get the naturals back on board by telling these people this, that, and the other thing. And yeah, and I agree with that, but you don't want to piss your customer off that's willing to give you money either.
No, you do a little bit of education and you
Right.
feel them out. At that
Yep.
point, when you feel them out, like I have a best friend who I've known for damn near 20 years, and we were in a conversation actually a couple weeks ago, and he's like, my wife, she wants, new earrings, da 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 da, and I'm like, okay, and he's like, what should I do? And I'm like, well, are you asking me? He goes, yeah, but I think I already know what you're gonna say, and you know where my stance is, and he goes, yeah, but you know what? He goes, I don't care. He goes, I don't care.
Right.
He goes, so I think it's lab for me. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, that's fine. Like, I gave you what's going on. I just put it all out on the table.
Right.
I gave you you can pass it down. I gave this. And he'll admit it. He has no empathy, and he lacks the sympathy and empathy bones in his body. He just doesn't care. He doesn't think that way. His mind does not compute those things.
Which most of this generation is buying right now are the same way.
So when you are running into that sort of customer, like you said, if that's how they are thinking, then you just kind of go and you go, okay, well, I told you what I had to say. Because it safeguards you too. Like I had I did some digging, and I had some really, really expensive labs. Well, they weren't expensive at the time. That was the going rate. But Steve,
Right.
6 years ago, I was selling a 2.5 carat for $7,000.
Yeah.
They're now $700.
Well, I think before you and I got together, I got a diamond from you guys, and it was an oval, and it was 3+. I want to say that it was a DVVS1 lab. You might be able to find it in my records. And I think that thing was $18,000.
Looking back right now to see.
It was April, May of 23, maybe 22 or 23. I can't even remember the guy's name now off the top of my head.
April of 22, lab grown oval, DVVS1,
$16,000. Okay,
that diamond now is $1,000.
I know, and it makes me
$1,000.
And it makes me sick that you know what it's worth now compared to what I sold it for, but compared to what he would have bought an Ancho for
at the time.
Still,
absolutely.
You know, so you know, yeah, it's crazy. But
yep.
He was adamant about, you know, I just can't justify spending $100,000.
Well,
I get it.
And to that point, yep, absolutely.
You know,
and that's fine as long as you've safeguarded yourself. Because the worst thing as a jewelry store owner, or even just our business, like you know our you know across the really the country,
uh-huh.
is a really black eye if you start you know not telling people about the lab, and they bought that $16,000 lab thinking it was you know. For some reason going to hold value or whatever, and they come in and go, wait, what do you mean? I just got an appraisal from, you know, an independent here that's saying it's worth, you know, $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Steve, you told me blah, 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 blah. And it's like, whoa, wait, nope. I didn't tell you that. That was,
right.
You know, I didn't sell you this isn't a used car salesman gimmick.
Right.
I did not try to, you know, paint it a prettier picture than what it actually was.
Right. Right, and the thing of it is, you know, you're selling them what they want.
Yep.
So.
Yep, like that's what you wanted, Mr. Customer. You can, and that's what I sold you. But you know, I did not, you know, begin to try to sell that to you and try to like dupe you. I guess is the word I was kind of looking for, where
sure.
you know I was trying to pull the wool over your eyes. Like, no, that's not what happened, and you know, you can't come back on me. I basically told you it wasn't going to hold value.
Right. Right.
So.
Yeah, so, you know, that's the frustrating part about the whole lab thing is
yeah.
what they came out as and where they're at now.
Well, and a second frustrating part about that is, you know, nobody like that diamond there at $16,000, nobody blinked an eye. They go, like, your customer, that was a perfect scenario, Steve. I wish I could duplicate it 100 times over where the customer goes, yeah, I'll spend $16,000 for a lab because I don't want to spend $100 for a natural. Fine.
Right.
You know who wins in that scenario? Everybody.
Yeah.
The customer wins because he doesn't have to spend $100,000. You win because you still make a boatload of money. And guess what? I win because I can still make a little bit of money.
Right.
But
right.
now I can't win.
Right.
On a $1,000 diamond, synthetic, lab, whatever you want to call it, I make $50.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I can't win in that scenario. You can still win. You can still, you know, do like a 3-time markup and still make some money. The customer obviously really wins, but you're also devaluing the product an immense amount. So,
right.
you know, go buy a made in China, you know, you know, insert whatever product, and that's what it comes down to.
Well, and I'm always, you know, trying to figure out a way to make analogies, and you know, do you want a real Louis Vuitton, or do you want
there you go.
A fake Louis Vuitton?
There you go.
They both
yep.
have LV on them.
Yep.
You know.
Yep. And if you don't care, or you don't have the means to buy the real deal, buy here you go.
Yep.
Buy the fake, but
yep.
you know it's a fake.
Yep. Yep.
So.
Yeah, so, you know, we can go on and on. It,
yeah.
And it's just something
yeah.
that it's part of the deal these days, unfortunately.
Yep,
you know,
it is.
And, you know, with what's going on out there, you can't afford not to say, all right, that's what you want, that's what I'm going to get you.
Yep.
So, all right, that being said, we'll see what we can do on those two cases.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And then you sent me these.
Yeah, those are new to our Rare and Forever line. Those moon pendants. Didn't know. I have some stores that are killing it, and they sell them a lot. Other stores, it's not really their thing. So it just kind of depends, I guess, really on clientele. But they're a nice price pointed item for you know for that Rare and Forever jewelry piece. Didn't know
right.
if you had any interest in them at all, but Figured, get them in your hands so you can actually see them, see how they look in your store, and if you think like they would sell, by all means, keep one or two of them for stock. If not, send them on back.
Yeah, and what are they marked at? Because I see you have a price on the tag.
Yeah, so the I don't know how they have them on the tags, but the
four
the
times.
Four time, yeah.
Okay. Which I don't go by, but
no. No.
I'll see. I'll put them out and see what I get for feedback, and then, you know, I do like the yellow one better than the others, but that happens to be, well, that's feasible, I guess. We'll see.
Okay.
I think I'll probably end up keeping that one.
Okay.
Because yellow's going so big right now.
It is. It is. I wish I had more yellow over. I probably lost, half a dozen to a dozen pretty significant, like, bracelet and necklace sales over the Christmas season because I didn't have enough yellow.
Right.
Did not have enough in the tennis bracelets and the straight line necklaces in yellow gold. Earrings, I was okay. I had a fair amount in yellow gold earrings where it wasn't a big deal, but, yeah, I see the yellow coming.
Well, the thing of it is, you know, you're in the same boat as retailers. You've got all this white gold. You got to get rid of it somehow.
Right.
You know, so
I'm sitting on a boatload of rose gold, just so you know. So if anybody, if you know anybody that wants rose gold, you call me.
That's a tough one. But, you know, so I'm slowly transitioning, you know, into the yellow. But it's hard to make that big investment right away. You know, I finally got some stability under me.
Yep.
But my silver lines that I carry, you know, they're putting plated stuff in there. You know, so I'm starting to throw that out there too. But the karat gold is, you know, my bridle now is about half and half.
Yeah.
Maybe 2/3 white now and 1/3 yellow. Closing
just,
on half and half.
Yeah,
but
just,
it's just,
you know,
hard
slowly,
to
slowly balance it out. You know, it doesn't have to be an overnight thing.
Right. And I haven't done clearance on engagement rings yet because the problem is if I have to reorder it in a size for a different diamond or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I'm stuck.
Yep.
So, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens. But I'm doing a lot of different custom type things and such too. So it's strange in that respect. But, you know, a lot of people have not shied away from price of gold yet.
That's a blessing.
But I'm in a more of an affluent area, too. So, and I haven't changed any of my tag prices from what I've had.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm like, should I or shouldn't I or shouldn't I or should I? I don't know. But it, just to get rid of it, you know, you can pre-close people by saying these prices haven't been changed.
Yeah. Yep.
You know.
Yep. Everybody loves a deal.
Mhm.
Everybody loves a deal, and what better way to say a deal when you can go and say, "Well, I haven't adjusted my pricing, you know, since gold was, you know, $2,500 an ounce, and now it's damn near $5,000 an ounce." So.
Yeah, I don't know what it did today. I know.
Yeah,
it's going back up.
Yeah, I think when I checked earlier today, it was kind of bouncing back up. So I think. Yeah, right now Stellar's got it at 48.47. So you're back right up there. Silver's at 78, platinum's at 2018.
Yeah.
So
what's going on, going back to Rare and Forever, what's going on with that? I haven't really restocked much in it, obviously.
Yeah, so, I mean, I have not had you restock just because I didn't know where you're at budget-wise.
Right.
You know, we don't want you to be owing us money eternally. You know, we want you to be able to feel comfortable with the line, selling the line and the product, which, you know, you got to have it to sell it.
Right.
But I also don't want you to be overextending yourself either.
Right.
So.
And I appreciate that, but I mean, do you guys still believe in the product?
Yeah, man. We have our stores that are in it right now are like we've kind of closed up. We have a good amount of stores in the line that fits what our pipeline is for our inventory. And now at this point, it's just about maximizing the current line as is. Those moons are a new product. You know, that's something from a jewelry standpoint that they've added to it. I think they are going to try to reevaluate some of the other jewelry line as well to make it easier for, like, staging. You know, I'm no jeweler. I'll be the first to admit that. But being able to see it, customers need to be able to see it. And I think that's one of the biggest problems, personally, that I think we need to do a little bit better job of is showing what the ring looks like in person.
Right.
You know, hey, okay, you have all these different lines. You have the tulip and the daisy and the rose and the lily, and you got all these things. Okay, well, that's great. But those are just letters on paper. Those are just numbers and words.
Right.
You got to be able to show it. And so I think that's something that they're going to reevaluate here coming into, you know, this year as a big focus to maybe get even a line. I don't know if it's necessary what you would call maybe an alloy line or something, but for all of our Rare and Forever stores, you know, to maybe have that so you can touch it, hold it, feel it, and customers can see it in person.
Well, you know what I did, and maybe there's a way you can modify this, or Stellar has this program where it shows a bunch of shanks and different heads, and there's a little magnet on the head and the shank, and you can put the whatever shape you want on the shank and throw it or show it with the customer and be involved. And then Burko, I don't know if you know that company, they're out of Chicago.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, they turned it up a notch, and they brought it in a little bit more in-depth with it. And so I put that in November, and they've got, I must have, let's see, 30 different sizes of heads in 4 or 5 different shapes.
Okay.
And then the shanks, I think there's probably the same amount of shanks, maybe a little less, with diamonds on them, without diamonds, you know, some just more fashion.
Yeah.
But they're all kind of real classic, simple looks, which is the trend right now.
Yes.
And you can, I had a customer like to say to me, two different occasions. This is kind of fun just being able to do all this.
Okay. All right. So that's been very successful for you doing it that way and
so,
having that in hand.
Yeah. So since November, and I'm not a big store, I think I've sold 5 of them.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know.
All right. Well, then maybe I kind of borrow that idea a little bit and go, hey, this has been successful. You know, what about implementing something like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that mounting that I have one left now, it's a 6-prong solitaire, and I wonder if I could exchange it into yellow.
Might be able to do that.
Well, that's something I'll think about.
Okay.
But anyway, and it's so big, I might need to exchange it into something for. I think I have 270s and an 80 and maybe a carat left, if I recall. But anyway, maybe something into that size so we can just throw it in there and boom, it's done.
Yeah. Yeah, completed piece.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, do you have a new lookbook in that? Quote-unquote lookbook.
Let me get back to you on that. I'm not sure if we do or not, but I will find out.
Now, is Christy still with you guys?
No, Christy is no longer with us.
I thought I saw something that was alluding to that.
Yeah. She wanted to do more training type stuff, which is great, but for Rare and Forever, we needed more, product placement and stuff. The training aspect, very difficult. from
right.
store to store. You know, every store does their training a little bit differently and all that, so we needed more
product. And, you know, you got to get the product in the stores. You got to have someone managing the product.
Exactly. So, yeah.
Yeah. So do you have someone new in place of her?
Yep, me.
No.
It's for the time being, yeah, it's really the rep that has the store that store, if it has Rare and Forever, that rep is just in charge of being the liaison between our Rare and Forever admin upstairs and you know, the store.
Uh-huh.
So that way, if you raise a question, I take that question. If I don't know it, I just find out at the powers that be, and then I, you know, give you a call back or email you and let you know what the answer is to said question.
Right. So, so are you trying to still mainly be with the loose end of it, or are you slowly getting into jewelry, or are you trying to phase jewelry out, and where do you think you're at with that?
Overall, or specifically with Rare and Forever?
With Rare and Forever.
You know, the main focus has always been the loose.
Yeah.
The jewelry then, you know, as a secondary, which is where with our current stores and the stores that are doing very well with the Rare and Forever is because they sell a lot of loose. But it's for the stores that need maybe just because there is no magic bullet that ever works for everybody. The stores that I think we're finding that aren't doing as well, I think the jewelry is that spot for them where they can go and pivot and do a little bit better because they have stuff that's already mounted up. They have stuff that's ready to go. They have stuff that is a completed look. Even if it's not necessarily the look that the customer wants,
It
allows them physically the ability to be able to see it and then go, oh, I really like that, but, and then boom, you take it from there.
Right. Find out about, I think, the white gold mounting I have is for a 2 or 3 carat round.
Okay.
See if I can get that into a yellow.
Okay.
I'll see how, see if I can get feedback on these. I know they don't have chains, but I have chains in the store that I can mix and match with them.
Okay.
Pendant chains are so expensive right now. That's another crazy thing. And then maybe I get a pair of, you know, studs and a simple solitaire pendant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
I think that would balance you out very well and kind of keep you lock, stock, and loaded, you know, for
Yeah, because I haven't given up on what it's all about.
Yeah.
It's just hard to reinvest.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, well, and obviously with the focus, not necessarily your focus, but your client's focus more on lab, it's also hard where you go, okay, well, geez, you know, I sell 10 lab for every one natural, like, you know. So.
Yeah, yeah.
So I get it, but a balance is key.
Yep.
So, yeah, I'll find out the answer there for the lookbook. I'll also look into the mounting there to maybe swapping that up into yellow gold. And then finding maybe a diamond that fits that mounting, so that way we can, you know, pop that in there. And then if you want to round it out with some studs, maybe one of those that yellow gold pendant, and we'll be good to go.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that sounds like a good way to start things.
Okay, sounds good. Let me know on those two GIAs as well.
Yeah,
I mean,
if
the customer looks at them and goes, you know. These are nice, but, you know, I want to go a different avenue. Just call me, let me know, we'll tweak it.
Yeah, well, you know, he's a referral, so, and I buttered him up on messages already, keeping on top of, you know, what he's looking for and this, that. And, you know, she wants big. I think he wants the natural, but I don't know if he wants to go into the natural price.
Got it.
So that's what I have to find out Saturday.
Okay.
You know, and I know they've been looking around a little here and there, but they want to go into a smaller type deal with me, and apparently I came in with some good cred, so.
Okay. Well, it's well warranted, that cred, so.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks for the convo. I always appreciate it.
Likewise. Absolutely. We'll be in touch.
The goal for the year is 50.
50. I love it.
Okay.
That's great.
All right.
To you soon.
We'll talk soon. Thanks.
Thanks, Steve. Bye-bye.